This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency closed-door meeting on the coup in Sudan for Tuesday afternoon. Diplomats said late Monday that the consultations were required by the United States, United Kingdom, France, Ireland, Norway, and Estonia. Sudan's military seized power Monday, arresting the prime minister and other officials, the transitional government, sparking protests by thousands of demonstrators across the country demanding a return to civilian rule. The takeover threatened the country's shaky progress toward democracy. Iran executed over 250 people, that includes at least four child offenders, and last year, and so far this year, has carried out 230 executions that included nine women, one child, who were executed in secret. That's according to the UN independent investigator on human rights in Iran. Javed Derekman said to the UN General Assembly's General Assembly's Human Rights Committee that Iran continues to implement the death penalty at an alarming rate, and said that the absence of official statistics and lack of transparency around executions means that this practice escapes scrutiny, resulting in serious abuses preventing accountability. According to Amnesty International, Iran was the top executioner in the Middle East last year, accounting for more than half the region's 493 executions, followed by Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Amnesty's annual figures exclude China, executions believed